What are you talking about? Melos cried. Haha, if you think your own life most important, arrive here a little later than the promised time. I know what you are going to do. Melos got angry at the king's words and stamped his foot. The words made him so angry that he could not even speak. Melos's childhood friend, Selinuntius, was brought to the castle. The two good friends met before King Dionysius. Melos told his friend everything. Selinuntius nodded in silence and hugged Melos tightly. Selinuntius was tied up. Melos started for his village at once. It was early summer, and the sky was full of shining stars. That night, without sleeping at all, Melos hurried to his hometown, 25 miles away from the capital. He reached his village on the morning of the next day. The sun was already high up in the sky. All the villagers were out in the fields and had started to work. Melos's 16-year-old sister was also working. She was looking after sheep. She was surprised to see her brother walking with faltering steps. She asked him one question after another.